Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is David Newman, and I'm a program manager with the Skype for Business Engineering team. In this session, I'm excited to introduce you to building bots with Skype for Business. In the session, we're going to do a quick overview of the Microsoft bot framework and the announcements that we're making this week at Build Conference for a new channel for Skype for Business, as well as I'm going to show you some development tools and getting started with the bot framework so that you can enable some brand new enterprise scenarios with Skype for Business and bots. So let's go ahead and jump right in. For those of you who aren't familiar with the Microsoft bot framework, it is a set of tools and resources released by Microsoft that actually allow you to build a set of conversational experiences across multiple different channels using a single framework and a single set of code. The bot framework allows you to build your apps with a single bot builder SDK, make use of some of the intelligence services that we offer through the Azure Cognitive Services, but enable those across multiple different channels. Some of those channels today include Skype Consumer, Slack, Microsoft Teams, Twilio, as well as Facebook Messenger. And so we're excited this week at Build Conference to announce the release of Skype for Business now as one of those conversational canvases that you can actually go and enable your bots against. In this session, we're actually going to focus around the development for Skype for Business bots using the Bot Builder SDK. The Bot Builder SDK is a set of SDKs for Node.js, C#, and a REST API that actually allow you to use a common set of interfaces for enabling bots across all of those different channels that I mentioned. So your development surface for building bots for Skype for Business Online is actually this Bot Builder SDK. Now, the Bot Builder SDK includes a number of different features that will allow you to easily build interaction models for bots, including dialogues, built-in prompts, form flows, as well as standard conversational interaction models for building bots and enterprise bot experiences. The Bot Builder SDK also includes some powerful interfaces for using some of our Azure Cognitive Service extensions. So things like LUIS, our Language Understanding Intelligence Service, which actually allows you to build intent models and language understanding into your bots so that you can actually provide a more natural conversation interface and build those models yourselves directly for your enterprise bots. The Bot Builder SDK includes a number of other features, including an emulator, developer portal, as well as a set of code samples that you can actually use to get quickly bootstrapped with your bots. And so for Skype for Business, we actually make use of the standard channel framework that is available within the Microsoft Bot Framework. So you can actually now enable bots that you've enabled for other channels directly for enterprise users within Skype for Business environment. Now, the main starting point for your development is the Bot Framework Development Portal. And so we're going to jump into that in a second, but really this portal allows you to actually register your bot, configure various channels, test your bot, do publishing tasks, as well as managing and measuring measuring your bot. So I'd recommend that you check out some of the other bot framework sessions to go in a little more detail on what's actually there within the bot framework development portal. But we're going to dive into some specifics here and actually just jump right into a demo of how you can actually now add Skype for Business as a channel for your bots within Bot Framework. So the first thing that we're going to look at within the Bot Framework development portal is a bot that I've actually gone and pre-registered within the portal. This is actually a simple stock ticker bot. It's actually one of the samples that's included within the Bot Builder SDK that you can go and find on GitHub. This bot, you can see I've got a nice page here that has some of the registration details that I went and set up in the framework. I have the ability to go and test my connection to the bot, as well as see the various channels that I've actually enabled. So the new thing that you'll see here is that we've now added the Skype for Business channel directly within the set of channels that you can enable. as well as I have this nice little tester over on the right within the web widget to actually test out my bot. This basic bot actually is a model that I can use to actually query for stock prices, as well as it uses some basic Lewis intent models so that I can have a kind of natural interaction with the bot. So I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, what's the price of Microsoft? We'll go and see, great, my bot, looks like my bot is working. I'm getting a value return, so that looks good. So my next step is now I want to enable my bot for Skype for Business. And so you'll see that we've added the Skype for Business channel. I actually now have an Add to Skype for Business button available so that this bot can be added to Skype for Business online environments. When I click on that button, Add to Skype for Business, what it's going to do is actually launch me to a set of instructions that are for a tenant administrator of a Skype for Business tenant. This will allow any administrator to add this particular bot to their Skype for Business online tenant so it can be used by users within the enterprise. The steps that you have to take to actually do this are pretty simple. You can see there's a couple lines of PowerShell that I actually need to run to be able to add that bot. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually just going to copy this PowerShell directly from the web page. This is a standard set of PowerShell that Skype for Business administrators are familiar with. And I'll actually come over here and let's actually start a session. I'm going to enter my credentials, which are the credentials of a tenant administrator of a Skype for Business tenant. The model that we have for Skype for Business bots is actually that tenant admins must enable a bot for the enterprise. Once they do that, that bot is searchable and reachable by any user within the Skype for Business tenant. So I'll go and enter my password. And we'll see, we'll get logged in as a second here, and I'm going to get connected to a Skype for Business admin remote session. So as I'm getting connected, I'm going to go back over to this web page, and we'll see to add a bot to Skype for Business, it's one line of PowerShell. And as a tenant administrator, I can not only add this bot, but I can also define a display name in Skype for Business for the bot and actually set a user identity, which will be searchable by users within the Skype for Business client. So let's jump back over to the PowerShell. What I'm going to do is, you can see I've got a bunch of commands available. I'm just going to go and run this command for my bot. What I'll do is I'll update the name of my bot here, and we'll call it build SFB bot, and I will go and pick a username that's actually within my Skype for Business tenant. So I'm going to call this build demo bot, and it's going to be in my tenant, which is called metio.onmicrosoft.com. So I'm going to go run that PowerShell script. What this will do is actually go and create the object, and so I'm actually getting my credentials again. So what I'm going to do is actually just put my username in, so my admin credentials, and I'm going to enter my password, and let's make sure if that works. So we're creating, it looks like we just got an error here for my connecting to the remote server. So it looks like I'm getting an issue. So what I'm going to do is actually just quickly close up PowerShell. Let's actually try to do that session quickly again so I can register. What I'll do first is just run this import command so I can make sure I have the right credentials. And I should get a pop-up window here, so I'm going to go ahead and enter my credentials. So let's hope we can connect over this time. And so what we're doing is now getting connected in that remote admin session to add this bot. And once we're connected, so here we go, I should now have the ability to actually just go and run this second command and add my bot. So let's copy this over. Let's take a look. Great, that looks good. No errors this time. What I'm going to do is go just edit this bot name. So let's keep that name of the bot. That's fine for now. And I'm going to call my bot build test bot. And I'm going to make sure that it's in the domain within my tenant. So I'm going to go and register that bot. There we go. So now that's the only step that a tenant admin has to take. This bot has now been enabled for Skype for Business. And Within a couple hours, this bot is actually searchable by all users within that Skype for Business tenant and can be reached by any end user. So what I did is I actually went and I pre-registered a couple bots just so I could show you what that looks like. So if I open up my Skype for Business client here, we'll see that that bot is now discoverable from the Skype for Business client. So I can go and search, for example, just like I can a user, the stock bot, which I just created. I'll go ahead and open up that bot. And if we remember, we did some natural language support within this for querying stock prices. So I'll say, what's the price of, let's say, stock? And let's go see if my bot's working. Great. So looks like I'm getting return. That bot is now functional. What you just saw is we now just took a bot that I'd enabled for some other channels for Bot Framework, and now we've gone and enabled it for Skype for Business. So this showcases being able to migrate some of those existing bots as well as create new bot endpoints for Skype for Business. What I want to highlight next and show in a quick demo is how Skype for Business actually has some additional features not found in some of the other channels within Bot Framework. So because a tenant administrator actually adds a Skype for Business bot to their tenant, Skype for Business bots actually have the ability to do an outbound bot notification. What that means is that with Skype for Business, you don't need a user to proactively reach out to a bot before a bot can contact that user. So what I'm going to show quickly here is an example bot that I created that will actually do an outgoing notification to a user. So depending on some trigger within your bot application, you can actually reach proactively to users within a specific Skype for Business tenant because you have the permissions from the tenant administrator. So in this case, we'll see that I've got my test user here. I'm just going to set off a trigger. For example, this is an emergency alert bot. What we'll see is that I'm actually going to get an incoming notification from that bot. So I didn't have to reach out proactively. I'm actually going to get that message. And so we'll see that because I'm actually set to do not disturb and I'm presenting right now, I actually didn't get that notification. If I go and set myself to busy here and then come through and let's try send out that notification, we'll see I immediately get that message now within the Skype for Business client. I'm going to go and accept that. And you'll see that I now got a message alert from this particular bot. So this is a powerful new scenario that you can enable for Skype for Business is the outgoing bot scenario. Being able to actually proactively send out messages to users and have them receive those messages. In this particular bot, I also took that a step further and I showed that I can actually send out an additional notification to additional users by integrating with the Microsoft Graph. So within here, I can actually send some key phrases like, send an emergency notification to a specific office group, for example. And that bot can actually proactively go and send out notifications directly to all users within those groups. So that's just one example of an enterprise scenario that can be enabled. We really are opening some doors here with Skype for Business to actually enable some new scenarios like meeting room booking bots, bots that are actually now calling and integrating with Microsoft Graph. One of the key benefits of a bot within Skype for Business is that the bot actually has context of what user it's talking to. So a bot can actually have your Skype for Business identity if you are talking to the bot and take particular actions based on your identity. So that's just a couple examples of bots working in Skype for Business. So jumping back over to our slides. Let me pull this up. So I want to talk very briefly about some of the supported scenarios that we have for Skype for Business bots that we're launching in developer preview this week at Build. This week, we're announcing support for Skype for Business online tenants, as well as shortly, we will be releasing support for Skype for Business hybrid service server customers. This will basically mean that if you have a hybrid environment for Skype for Business with some users homed in on-premises, you can actually go and enable bots through Bot Framework by using this new channel support. So that's something that's coming soon. In the initial developer preview, we're supporting messaging and text-based scenarios only across all the different types of Skype for Business clients, whether it's a client on your desktop machine, on your Mac, or your mobile device. The model that we have for Skype for Business bots, like I mentioned, is a tenant administrator consent model, where tenant admins actually have to go and explicitly enable a bot for their tenant. This opens up some new scenarios, including both standard incoming bots as well as outgoing notification bots, like I mentioned. Bots also have access to the identity of the particular user that they're talking to within Skype for Business. This can enable some new scenarios like integrating with Microsoft Graph to take some action on behalf of a user, for example, to go and schedule a meeting or access a user directory, for example. How do you get started? Your next steps are really to look at the Microsoft Bot Framework and the resources that are available for you there, including some of the code samples that are provided with the Bot Builder SDK. Take a look at those samples and try to enable those within a Skype for Business development tenant, as well as check out some of the additional sessions that we have upcoming on the Skype development platform, as well as additional sessions on the Microsoft Bot Framework. As always, you can check out more resources on dev.office.com/Skype. Thank you.